Welcome to Glazed Over,
a podcast for business tips, painting tricks, and gabbing with friends.
We're your hosts, Amy Williams
and Christine Steele, and we're so glad you're here.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I've been in an editing hole all day almost, so my brain is a little wobbly, but that could be very fun for what we're doing today.
I know. I am so excited about our guest today. We'll wait till you can do the introduction.
I think you go ahead and say all the good stuff about her because
I actually knew who Crafty Chica, I don't hate to whisper that right now, was before I even had my studio. So I feel like we go way back. We're not even before ceramics. So I'm really excited, but
I know, right?
I love that.
We are so excited to have Kathy Cano Murillo here on the podcast with us today. Kathy, the Crafty Chica, the number one. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
The first time I saw Kathy at an industry event, I also knew who she was. And I was like, oh my God, she's right there. And then she was so warm and welcoming and easy to talk to. I was like, okay, so not only is she talented, she's like very cool. I did not see that coming.
And sweet too. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, talented, very sweet. I remember Pepper came up and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm like, you're so cool. And Pepper was like, do you want a picture with her? And I'm like, no, not at all. Okay. I don't even know where that picture is, but I know there is a picture of us together and I was very excited about it. So
I think it's the community. The community is like, you guys see my soul of what I love to do and what, cause you guys love to do it too. And it's a great feeling to feel instantly connected by having these things in common. So yeah, that's why I'm always happy when I'm at different conferences or conventions dealing with ceramics and paint on pottery.
That's amazing. So Kathy, I know, like we've said many, you know, before all this, but you're so cool and we knew you before ceramics. You wear many, many hats. How did you get started? How did you become the Crafty Chica that you are today?
You know, there was no strategizing involved. It was all about being a hyper creative person. And now as an adult, I realize there's some ADHD in there that caused me to like jump from project to project, but I was able to find a way to streamline it. And I just have this thing where I have to finish what I start. So I'll go and do one thing, finish what I start. And then I'm like, oh, actually I just designed a glitter collection for Michaels. What's the next thing? Let's paint mugs. Okay. I'll paint mugs. It's like, oh, now I'm designing mugs for pottery studios. Awesome. I want to sew tote bags, you know, so
that is amazing.
I'm just kind of all over the place, but I think the key to success with it is that I bookend. You know, like I start and then I have to finish it. And that is a sense of accomplishment. And then because I'm able to do that, it shows that, you know, to decision maker people like, oh, she can complete a project. And I'm like, oh my God, more projects. Then I'm like, how am I going to finish everything? That's what it comes from, being a passionate, hyper creative.
Yeah. I'm not sure you sleep that often.
I do. I have to sleep for 8 hours.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, I do. And I time it because if I don't, I'm just like a mess the next day. And so I have really trained myself to turn off. And I had this thing one time where I was of ideas and problem solving. And I felt this little message from my body spirit that said, brain gets you all day, like, hello, fucking up all of my time. Like, this is my time to turn off brain, gets you during the day. This is time for your body and your mind to rest. And when it clicked into me that way, I'm able to go to bed and turn off my brain about 80% of the time and say, okay, I'm now time to rest and, you know, share the love to all parts of who we are. So sleep is so important.
Yeah, I've had to learn to sleep because it feeds into everything. Creativity, happiness, like productivity. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I also agree with you 100%. There's been times, have you actually taken a nice 8 hour sleep and woke up to, I have an idea, because I have. Like, I have been absolutely dead asleep, recharging my batteries, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to do this right now. And it's been so I love, and I also want to tell you that for now on, I'm telling my boyfriend that I'm a hyper creative and not just my attention span short. So I'm very...
And this is the trick, what I do in the middle of the night, if I'm an idea or I remember something I have to do, I use my smart speaker and I'll say, Alexa, remind me about the idea of embroidering the edges on that painting. And then the next day I'll get a random message. This is your reminder to embroider at the Phoenix Zoo on Sunday. Like, sometimes it'll be different from what I said, but I'll like click it. Oh yeah, there is that idea. So definitely use your smart speaker to just yell out your idea or yell out your reminder. And that helps to like clear it off of your plate.
Yes, Christine, she has told me that before, or else my jaw would also be on the floor.
Oh my goodness.
For all the listeners.
I've never.
Yeah, you just changed Christine's life.
Am just amazed. If you get a thank you note already within the first like 4 minutes of us talking, that's amazing. And if you get another letter from my boyfriend, I'm so sorry. I'll randomly be yelling at Alexa in the middle of the night. But that's such a good idea.
Kathy, when did you get started on blogging?
In 2001. Wow. I was working at the newspaper, writer's reporter, writing stories. It wasn't even blogging, it was message boards. Mm. And I was Crafty Chica AZ. That was my handle. And we would there was this website called Get Crafty. And then we all, websites, and everyone used their handle, like Naughty Secretary Club, Gritty, Crafty Chica, and we all launched our websites. And I did sharing my newspaper column links on my website, and then just sharing life of being a hyper creative with two kids, working full time, band wife, you know, managing my husband's band. And I just started documenting on. And now it has been like over 20 years. And now it's very different. Now it's more like a site where people can go to find creative ideas. So I removed a lot of the stories, like personal storytelling things out of there, and made it all just in articles, sharing ceramics, pottery, entrepreneurship. You know, heart-shaped Valentine cookies, like everything just too creative.
That's amazing. That's, 2001. I wish, I mean, yes, I was only 11, but I do wish someone would have been like, why don't you start doing that? Or like when YouTube launched, I don't know why I didn't just start doing it.
Oh, but now look at your YouTube.
I know, I'm having fun.
It's doing so good.
It's doing well. I'm having a lot of fun. That's what I have been editing all day long. It's a video that I'm trying to put out tomorrow. So fingers crossed that happens.
I love watching it. It's so, you're doing so. And I mean, here I've been doing it forever. And when TikTok came, reels and stories, my views just tanked, and I'm lucky if 500 views on a video, and I'm like, okay, of course Amy puts up the video and gets like 10,000 views the first day. It's like, okay, I'm a planner.
Listen, I know we're a little off subject, but I'll tell you what it is. It's because the video is over an hour long. Like, that's what they want on YouTube, which is so crazy to think about, but anyway,
that's such a good business tactic, because you're taking something that you are about and you're meeting people where they're at. Like, you're sharing it and connecting with others. who are interested, passionately interested in that. And it's so inspiring to watch.
Thanks. I'm writing down passionately interested because that is a good couple words together.
Kathy, can I just call you all the time and you just tell me like how to word things nicely? And like I said, hyper creative already blew my mind. It is wonderful.
So when did you get into the ceramic space? When did you start with Duncan?
So I was with Duncan in 2007. And I would go out to their Fresno office a month for a week and design my Crafty Chica craft line. And I would always see the ceramics area. And I asked them if I could take a day or some time to paint something. So I would look for every month to go there to paint something and kiln, and it was just so exciting. But it was very even though it was like they knew everything about ceramics, it was still very much taught. Like no one actually really walked me through the process till I was there several years, and then David Hoff invited me to his house and sent me there for a day for David Hoff University.
Incredible.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Okay, so you got to go to David Hoff's house, which is actually my dream. Did he teach you all his little brushstrokes bits?
He did, and it was because the lady who went with me, it was another artist that they sent. He was like double hyper creative for me, and she was like, can I do this? Can I have this? Can I have that? Finally, he went and poured himself a drink, and he said, just do whatever. And he goes, I'm not mad at you. He goes, but this other lady, like, she's not letting me teach her. And I was like, know this stuff. One point at convention, I was not fully trained. I used to take a bowl, put a mug, and pour the glaze over it. And then someone in the Duncan booth, I think it was Valerie, of the company, she goes, don't do that. Like, that's not how you do that. And she goes, just brush it on. And I knew there was some way to apply the dipping glaze to the mug they just didn't tell me there's dipping glaze and brush on glaze. And so it took, actually, after I left there, it was Eileen from Colorobia. We were at ceramic. She drove me to her studio and she gave me a full lesson, and I videotaped so I could finally do it properly. So that's some truth talk there.
That is amazing.
But I was passionate about it. And I'm like, I'm going to figure this out. The people in the PYOP community, I was too embarrassed, buddy. But then later I realized they are the best people to ask any questions. Everyone has been through it. So
absolutely.
Now I know it feels good just to ask something and not feel silly about asking.
Yeah, that is a hard thing to learn, especially like you've been running your business for so long. It can feel like, I don't want to ask. At least I'm just projecting, but that's how I feel.
That is.
Yeah, we're all real people. We all have our stories.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm a pro. Now I am a dip. I have my kiln, I had dip, I have my wheel, I do hand building, all of it. So I really have made an effort to educate myself and learn so that I...
Yeah, that's awesome. You do so many different materials or like different mediums. It's so impressive. I feel like every other day on your Instagram, I'm like, oh, Kathy's making notebooks today, or she's got the air dry clay out, or she's got the terracotta out. I'm just like, what is she up to today? Is there one that you prefer the most right now?
You know, it goes in cycles. It's like I just painted all of these mugs and now I put it away and now I'm ready to do something else.
Totally.
So I feel like sewing. So I definitely pay attention to how I'm feeling
and go with the flow of that. But I also schedule in what I need to have done, and then I'll prep ahead of time. Like if I know I have a big project coming up, I'll do something quick and fun before that to get it out of my system so it doesn't feel work. I feel like I got it out of my system. Okay, now get all these done.
That's a good.
It's really nice because if you do find something that you want to jump into and you want to try to learn, and then if you take the moment that, I mean, as like a studio owner, you get to teach others, you are very fresh on how you learned. So you can say, hey, listen, like I did this way and it was not successful. So let's, you know, I recommend definitely doing it this way. And I think that if somebody is like a master of, I'm using watercolor, you forget the simple little tricks that you really pushed you to go a little bit further. So it's kind of cool when you do have like a, what I call it, like a jack of all trades. Like it's awesome. Mm-hmm. You can really get fresh and real with how you learned and how to teach someone else.
Yeah. Christine, that was incredible. I'm writing that down and I'll be calling you for a pep talk. That was so well put.
I'm here for you.
So you, right now you have mugs like you're talking about, and this is from your line with Biscuit Ports, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How's that going? Let's talk about that.
Oh my gosh, it is so fun. I feel like I'm finally in the groove of, you know, I was so nervous with the first batch. I don't know if you felt like this
sure
too.
Did. Yep.
And so there were a couple wonky ones early on where I'm like, oh, engineering is a thing. Okay. But now I feel like I'm in such a groove with it where I can see a trend or something that's happening and then say, okay, how can we translate this to a bisque piece? Like I just keep thinking of that person walking into a Paint on Pottery studio and wanting to go, oh, wow, this is so cool. I want to paint this. And just giving different ideas. So yeah, it's really exciting. And you know, when people ask me like, what do you do? Like they don't quite understand the concept. And I say, I design blank pottery for Paint on Pottery studios. Mm-hmm. And their mind is blown because number one, they don't realize how big of an industry it is. Mm-hmm. And number two, they don't realize that someone actually designs those pieces.
Yep.
Like they don't just fall out of the sky. And so it really puts a face to the story of a Paint on Pottery studio. And I love to tell people they're all independently owned. Like they're all either franchises or these are entrepreneurs who are running a creative business. And it feels so good to be a part of that and design these pieces that will go into their stores. Yes. And I love it. I know you probably do too when they paint your piece and send you pictures of it. It's just the best feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a follower that every year for her birthday, she goes to a paint her own pottery shop and she picks a piece of my bisque off the shelves and she paints it to like represent her year. And she doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to share that with me. She doesn't have to like include me in her birthday. And she does. And it's so touching. And that is what I try to remember when I feel like I can't do this anymore, or like, you know, we may or may not have a round of sketches coming up due for new bisque. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, what do I do? I deer in headlights a little bit. And I just think like, well, what can we be making memories around? Like, that's what I want to do, you know?
Yeah. Like the next batch that will, so they're anxiously waiting.
Yes.
We're like the Beyonce of blank pottery, right? Like,
I mean,
yes. New releases.
Yeah, and our next release is going to be From Space. Isn't that what she did last night at the Super Bowl? I was already asleep by the time she had dropped her new songs last night at the Super Bowl.
Well, yes. I want to take a moment real quick, and I want to say if you guys go to, is it mypotteryplace.com?
Yes.
And that is BI Perk, like as a studio, that's BI Perks, where they have you listed the Perk Studios, but as somebody that is just happened to see that we have Crafty Chica, who's amazing on the podcast, listening, if you go to mypotterplace.com, you can type in your zip code, find out who's around you, and you mm-hmm. can not only can you see my Crafty Chica's, but you can also see Amy All's. So I'm just going to take a moment and just do a little plug for both of you, because I feel like I am not worthy of all this awesomeness in this virtual room.
No way.
Thanks, you. Christine. And I think it also goes like what you were saying, Amy, the way she felt with painting your BIS piece. I'm sure that's how customers feel when they go to a pottery studio and they meet the owner mm-hmm. of the studio. Like, keep customers that come in, they like the feeling that mm-hmm. they know that they're there. We're all here doing it because we love it, and it's creativity, and it's just such a cool feeling to offer that as a service and be our job.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And we appreciate it. As somebody that I use both of your products that you've created, it is so cool whenever someone is looking at this, they're like, oh my gosh, look at that. Like, I look at this rainbow. Like, it is neat knowing you guys created this for us, for our customers. It's like a whole, it's a cool cycle.
Thanks, Christine. I have to say, recently, Kathy and I were together at Mako Pottery Camp in Charleston, and Kathy's class was on her peg doll, which is a newer piece in her collection. And the way everybody, by the end of it, they were so obsessed with this piece of bisque, and the way, like, we had self-portraits, we had, like, celebrity portraits. It was so cool. So many Bob Rosses. Yeah.
They got so creative.
It was so fun to see. And I felt like that was exactly, like, we got to see the customer experience for a second of, like, oh yeah, I can do whatever I want on this. And I know that, you know, I forget that occasionally as a person that just like runs a business, but it was really fun to see all of these studio owners get like so excited about this. Oh,
I was so relieved, because that was a piece. Remember, Amy, when I first got the sample, I texted you. I'm like, does this look weird? Do you understand what it is? Because it's like a peg person and people have imagination. I like didn't know
what, but Kathy, you are,
understand what it was.
You are so ahead of the curve, because now they're everywhere, and they're just going to continue to get everywhere. So if you're sitting at home and you're on Bisque Imports website, if you're a studio owner and you're looking at it and you think, I don't understand that, buy it anyway, because Kathy is just a little bit ahead of the curve sometimes, and it will, I promise you, it will sell.
It was the best feeling to see how creative everybody was. And I just painted samples for Ceramic Jam of the Meg Person vase. So I did one of Frida, because everyone loves Frida, and it's such mm-hmm. a great piece for a studio for July, because there's Frida Kahlo celebrations all during July for her birthday month. And then I did a grandmother, like a Nana with the apron, and little flowers for National Grandparents Day, which is in September. And it's get the pieces and see them, but the best thing is seeing people understand what they are. Like, that is the best.
I think that's something else that's really neat, is that not only do you get to create these awesome, trendy pieces, but you also bring a lot of your culture into it too. Mm-hmm. One thing that I was saying to Amy before is that you're authentically yourself, and you bring your culture into it, and then you educate too, which is super cool, because I have pieces that I get really excited. I hear someone say, oh my gosh, look at this. And that they're proud because they see their family heritage in my studio being represented. Yeah. If that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Absolutely.
So I just want to take a moment and just, if you want to talk about all the things that you do for, that's awesome.
You know, the Latino buying power is $32.4 trillion. Wow. I just researched this yesterday for another report. And it's not just Latino people. It's people who travel, who love the culture, maybe who are married into a family or live in a community. And I really, I'm so appreciative of Bisque Imports and DJ for bringing me on and saying, you know what's best. Like, you tell us with, oh no, it's only for Hispanic Heritage Month, or it's only for this, or only, it's like, just be you, just be Crafty Chica. And you know, this, it is such a good proof of concept that I can take these and the sales and the pictures and everything to take to wherever, whoever needs it, to say, yes, this is proof that there is buying power in these communities. So it means so much to be able to paint a Frida Kahlo piece and have people from all backgrounds love it and enjoy it and celebrate.
I want to talk about, like, Christine talking about how being authentic and putting your heart here, how that is beneficial to your business. You know, you are an influencer, you are an artist, but you also run, you know, a giant business, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I would love to hear you talk about how being truly yourself benefits that business that you're running.
Mm-hmm. If I wasn't able to authentically be myself, I would just go work a corporate job somewhere. Yes. Because that's essentially what a corporate job is, where you're doing what they want you to do. So if I am taking this time of dedication, sacrifice, investment, all of it, I 100% want to make sure that my spirit, everything feels fulfilled. And, you know, that's how I look at it. And there is always a way to be authentic. If there, you, I just listen to my intuition, like being an influencer and getting brand campaigns, I immediately know, like, no, I don't want to do that. That is not me. Mm-hmm. And other ones where I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, this is totally me. Like, this fits into style. I want to do this. So it's just really being aware of, you know, instantly from your intuition, yes or no, if something's right or wrong for you. And I really learned to pay attention to that and build off of it, because there's always a community for, oh, there's a community for everything, and you will attract your community the more you share who you authentically are.
Yep. And when you are standing up in front of your community, endorsing something, they know they can trust it, because you, mm-hmm. you are this, you know, you are real. Like, it, I think if you all of a sudden started talking about, I don't know, I can't even think of, like,
doing a dance on TikTok.
There you go.
Like,
oh,
dance. He is like, no, that would not be me. You know?
I would love for you to start doing dances on TikTok.
I just say, also, I would love that though. I think you would do amazing. I think this is our moment where we're campaigning for you to do at least one dance. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah. If you do one, Kathy, I'll do one. And then Christine will have to do one.
Yes. Sold. Done.
Trend, huh?
There you go. I think you can make your own trend.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Call it the Crafty Chica. I'm for it.
Oh my God. I love that.
But I think that as a studio owner, it's something that you can take. I mean, watching you again, you're yourself. You put yourself out there. You're saying, this is, like I said already, this is my heritage. This is what I like. This is how I do things. But you're also, this doesn't resonate with me almost. Like, you can, you know, have those moments, but as a studio owner, we need to do that too. If you feel like you're being pushed into a direction that doesn't feel comfortable, don't do it. Whether it is working with a community member, whether it is working or hiring someone, whether it's already hiring someone, finding out that it, maybe that's not a good match. You just have to keep it real with yourself. That's not how yes. I wanted to word that, but, like, you know, what does it resonate with you? Because I think that that's something that we look at the bigger picture and see, how is this going to help me grow? But really, it's like, how are you going to make me feel though? If you don't feel good and you're making yes. bang, it doesn't make the right decision. Right. So just because it's bringing money.
Yeah, exactly. Losing sleep and stress and everything. It's, you know, your mental health is a different kind of currency. Mm-hmm. You know, your happiness is a different kind of, and it also goes to not taking ourselves so serious, you know, allowing yourself to be goofy, to make mistakes, to be transparent, anyone who knows me, I probably told you a TMI story at some point. Because that's just how I am, you know, like this is real life that happens. And I think it's good to be like that. And also like in your studio, if you have an employee that's not quite working, like you're doing yourself a service and them a service by taking care of it so that, you can, you know, have another bring someone else in who is better. Mm-hmm. Because like, you know, that saying, like, if it doesn't matter in 5 years, it's not going to matter in these five, like, you know, you, if it's not a long-term thing, like it's temporary, like you can rotate it out, rotate things out and know that, you know, you're making a decision for something better. But if as long as you hang on to it because you think you have to, or you feel obligated, or for whatever reason, that's just so much stress and adrenaline that's building up. And then adrenaline, it all turns into being unhealthy or moody or whatever. So it's just like kind of filtering out when you see it, like, oh, this is a red flag. I know from last time, this is what I'm going to change this time to do it different. And even coming up with some of those questions for employees of kind of not hidden questions, but questions that where you can be able to tell their personnel, like those hypothetical questions of how would they handle this situation? And, you know, if they have this choice or this choice, what would they do? And you can tell their critical thinking skills. You can tell their priorities. And that gives good insight to whether you hire them or not. So, it's, you know, I've learned all of that of prep before things to make it easier.
Can I give an unpopular opinion?
Yes.
This is just clickbait for the podcast. I want people to stop in interviews asking the person they're interviewing to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm so
never done that.
You guys, they know you're going to ask them that. So they probably, so anyway, I was just thinking about,
like, you know, what would employees. Be cool is asking, setting down a mug, a finished mug, and saying, how do you think this was made? Like, what are the steps that
I love that
common sense. And I think that would be a good clue. You know, is it food safe? Is it dipped? Is it, did they brush this on this? I can tell they used a stencil. You know, it's just like a quick way to get their common sense related to your atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Like, one thing, you know, if someone had asked me, what does it mean we say dipping your pieces? You know, I'm like, what is dipping? Like, I never saw a container to dip. I didn't you know, and I would have said, like, dipping it in some magical vessel. It's invisible.
That is so fun.
Something I used to do with the employees at the studio I worked out previously, we would say, go grab a piece, go grab your favorite piece off the shelf, and then pass it to someone else. And then each of you have to sell that to me, because that's what we're doing, right? We're selling the thing.
Yes.
You know, this vase is perfect for the person that wants to, like, bring a little bit of joy to their home, and, or, you know, for your grandmother on her birthday. You know, it's like, I think that's a way to also get someone's creative problem solving ability, because especially
in a PYP, because we're selling.
We are always selling.
You know, yes. And you could even take that and run with it.
Oh, yeah.
You could say, like, pick a piece and give me a function that's not the usual function, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Make them even think a little bit further too.
Right. Because you've got these customers coming in, you want them to come back. So you want to have different ideas for them.
God, we should start a business. And even just to say, what are three different ways to paint this plate, this dinner plate? You know, so you can get a sense of their personality. If they're like, I don't know, you're like, okay, red line. But if they're like, oh my gosh, I would paint Disney, something Disney, or I would paint Taylor Swift, or I would paint the whole thing black with skulls. Like, you can get a sense of their person and you get those ideas.
Yeah. I was going to say, I do that right now with, like, if I'm really stuck on something, I'll ask my girlfriend, like, how would you paint this? And her thing is way different than my thing. And so I'm like, oh, right. Or because that's she so fun, is though. The person who I would, you know, I'm selling to essentially. I'm like, what color do you like? Because it might be very different from what color I like. That's been something.
Yeah. And even going on Instagram, if this was something I just did on the fly. I have samples of the mug that has the little circle, like for a sticker. Mm-hmm. I want it to be like, cup, a to-go cup with the little sticker. And I said, okay, this is what I designed it for. I said, I designed pottery for Paint on Pottery Studios. This is what I had in mind. What other ideas do you have for this? I got engagement from that post of ideas. And so for your, you could do that, like hold up a blank piece on your thing and say, okay, you know, what are your favorite ways to paint this? And that will get them inspired to come paint the piece. And maybe the one that you choose for the sample where you make it like, can you guys help us paint a sample? You know, we just got this new bisque piece in and we want to paint. What ideas do you have? And then the idea you choose, maybe that person gets a discount. They get to paint the sample or some way to, you know, ask for help from, you know, your followers is a fun way to have that engagement back and forth.
Yeah. A few of my rainbow mug color scheme options are just ones that, like, this girl, Megan, came up with this color scheme and everyone would see it on my Instagram and be like, I want my rainbow mugs with these colors. So it just became easier for me to call that one the Megan. And now that is like my bestseller because it also helps people who aren't super creative or like can't put colors together. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have these like pre-made ones. And when they're user generated, even better.
Yeah, I got to tell you, yes. If you're a studio owner and you don't have a little tile that is like hung up somewhere that says like four colors or five colors that go together, you're doing it wrong. Because it's, you have people that come in, they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, so pick one color that you like. And now let's look at it and see if do you see it on any of these like pre-made samples for the color schemes. And you don't even have to be that creative because I just typed in color schemes on Pinterest and Pinterest did the work. Yes. I just matched them. So, I mean, that's such a good tool too for a studio owner or anybody that's, I mean, do that.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it takes the work out of it. It's easy. They can see right there what works. And
what's working for you right now, design wise, Kathy? Like, what are you obsessed with painting, drawing, sculpting? Like,
so I always have a terracotta clay for hand building mugs, and my desk is cleared. I have two design projects going on. One for a giftware line and another one for wrapping paper, everyday wrapping paper and gift bags and bows and things like that. So that's where I pull out my iPad and I sit down and I design patterns and motifs and then put them together to create something fun. And it's hard because I overthink and make it too hard on myself. And I see the gift wrap and it's like, oh, they just have little hearts all over everything.
Literally.
Like, it's so hard on myself.
Yes. Can I ask you a logistical question about patterns? Sorry, this is just for me.
Sure, everybody. Sure.
Are you creating the pattern by that where you're like drawing a little bit and then you're cutting it in half and then half and moving it around?
I do that. Three different ways of doing it. So sometimes I'll just like create paper, and then if it's for like, cause I design square scrap of paper, I'll have one side is all the big version and the other side is version. So for the small version, I'll take that square and then put it by four and like, you know,
so that way it's seamless. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and that way I can use for fabric or larger paper pattern. Smaller micro one is actually better for fabric, like the little smaller pieces in for. So I do those two versions.
That makes sense. Kathy's always, so cool. She helps me way too much. She needs to be on the payroll because she'll answer too many questions.
I am glad to help.
I love it though. Not to kind of steer the ship a different way, but I think that not only are you taking or giving us the opportunity of different pieces that you're making with BI, I also think it's amazing. I'm looking at your website right now, not that anybody can see it with me, which is craftychica.com. Mm-hmm. And you have crafts on there that you can, it's like step by step, which is a great tool for summer camps. So yes. If you're looking for something, and a lot of times what I see you do is something that is, I don't want to call it that, like the Dollar Tree trend, because I don't want to call it that, because it's better than that.
I feel like Kathy repurposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what's really cool is that that is something that you can add to your summer camp without adding a big project where you have to increase the price. So I think all of us studio owners should jump on there and look at it and love it and do them.
I completely agree.
They're so easy.
That inspires me to create a summer camp category with all of my easy, low-cost kid crafts that are just on that feed that will show all of them.
I love that.
Yep. My favorite craft that Kathy did recently that is like not related to pottery at all, but could be, is that was it Thanksgiving or Christmas? She got together all of these pictures of her like family members, some who were passed, some who are still with us, did a coloring book essentially. So just like an outline of their photo. And they colored them at dinner. And I have thought about it once a week. So I also think that could be a really fun camp kind of early finisher thing. So fun. So
that was a really fun icebreaker for Thanksgiving. I just, my grandparents have passed away. So I just traced their pictures on my iPad and put coloring pages and printed them off on my home printer and put crayon markers out at all of the tables.
And everybody loves to color.
That's really so cool. Neat because it got people talking and sharing stories.
That's awesome.
So it was super cute.
I got to tell you, the other thing is that, so when we talk about you being a influencer, I just looked on your Instagram to kind of look at something real quick, and you have 73.3K followers.
It's very important.
I think it's because I'm a hyper creative and I go all over the place. So some for books, some for ceramics, some for mixed media. So I think it's because of that, because I'm just kind of all over the place.
And you commit to it. I mean, I feel like when I first met you, you were in the like 25,000 area, but you've been consistent. You do all the things you're supposed to do. You try new things, you know, you stick with what works. Like, it's just such a testament to like, you can grow if you stick with it.
Yes, definitely. And use those trendy sounds. Each platform is so different. You know, YouTube has shorts, 1 minute, TikTok, they want more than a minute.
Yeah, you can do 10 minutes on TikTok.
Instagram has reels.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, Facebook, they have reels, but now you can make money on your reels, but you have to use music from their library. Mm. Instagram, they don't have it where you can make money. Is trending sounds. So it's kind of a hot mess organizing everything. And, I just post everything everywhere at random staggered times.
That's like, awesome. It's working.
You know, I don't have like a set routine strategy. I just like film a lot of content and then post it wherever. And then in the middle of the night, I'm like, Alexa, remind me to post my video on TikTok tomorrow.
I love hearing that because I don't want to schedule. I don't want to have to do something at a certain time every day. So that gives me a lot of hope. I know this is like a big question, but like, because we kind of stumbled into social media for just a second. So is there a tip you'd give to studio owners right now who are maybe struggling with either Facebook or Instagram?
So for Facebook, what works really well right now, I know of that we've been doing is asking a question. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even did you watch the Super Bowl last night? Or what was your favorite part about the Super Bowl? Maybe it's not exactly related to your studio, but you're still, this is something we all have in common. Like, what was your favorite commercial? Or if you had to paint a mug inspired by someone, you know, so asking short questions. What do you plan on painting this weekend? When was the last time you visited a pottery studio? What was the first thing you ever made of ceramics?
Yes, a question that has an answer. That I think is what's really important.
Yeah, where they have to reply a little story. People love those, and I love reading the answers too. So that works good on Facebook. On Instagram, definitely using trending sounds, doing the B-roll thing. Mm-hmm. It works where, you know, you could put like just a caption of why you should visit our studio. And then they click down, and maybe it's someone loading the kiln, and then you click down and it says, you know, number one, you get to be creative. Number two, you're supporting a local business. Number three, you're going to have a piece that, you know, you can look at and think of every time I made that. And so, you know, using that B-roll thing with the caption is good. And also showing the behind the scenes, the transparency part of it. And I always say this to studio owners, at least in your stories, to say, oh my God, today was so crazy. I'm eating a chocolate chip in the kiln room right now. And, you know, then I'm going to go back out. But this is awesome. Thank you to all of you who have come in to visit our studio. And so whoever's watching it, they're going to go, oh my God, I want to go in there. Like, I want to be one of the people that she thanks. So showing that transparency and giving an employee shout out, like, do you know when you come in and pick up your piece, it's thanks to Marcy that your piece looks like this. Like, she runs the kiln room for us. Hi, Marcy. And, you know, so just showing that neighborhood kind of feel works really good.
Yeah, I think it's silly to say this and like makes me roll my eyes a little bit, but I do think when you're in the weeds and you're in the thick of it, it can be hard to remember that social media is social, and it's people wanting to connect with other people. It's people who like want to share this experience together, you know? So I think that's an incredible tip.
Yeah. And I think it used to be where we wanted everything to look perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all polished. It is not like that anymore.
No, it's really,
I agree with you. Now, what do you think about putting personal stuff on there? On the social media platforms, like,
I think if it's for your studio, it should be about the studio. But I do see a lot of businesses that say they will have a product based business or a service based business, and then they have a separate account that is a personal account. Mm-hmm. And this is more for like friends. Who like one has a game that's in Target and all. So that one's all about that. And then there's a separate one that tells his personal thing. So I think it's good to keep it like entrepreneurship, your studio, that kind of thing. But also sharing like, hey, if you need to scrub your table, this is the best scrubber I found. Look at this. Like, even down to cleaning tips. Like, we need to broaden our horizons when we think of content. It can't all just be a graphic of come paint your day or this with the brush with the paint dripping off of it. Like, get into
there should
it
be a point
show. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. There was last weekend I was opening the studio late, and I did post a picture of my windshield was all smashed, and I was just like, hey, I'm not lying to you. I took a picture of it. Somebody threw a bottle out of their car while I was passing. It shattered everything. And I was actually laughing because other than having to deal with that situation, everyone's like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Like it was, the engagement was amazing. Yes. And I was just kind of giggling because I was like, I didn't know that was how that was going to go, but I was just laughing because there was like all these comments on Instagram. And then I made sure I took the moment to like respond to them. So like returning that engagement is, I was just kind of laughing. Cause I was like, wow, I'm glad you guys are here for me. And it was cute, but
part of entrepreneurship.
Oh yeah.
It is definitely part of entrepreneurship that people, it's relatable. You know, we all have moments like that. And when we see someone else share it, we're like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay.
So right.
And with the studio, Norman, like you have a lot, like we're all family. We're all supporting each other, whether it's through art, whether you're supporting my business as a small business. I always tell people, be careful when you first start coming in here because we'll make you be our friend. Yes. And we force you. We want to know about your grandma. We want to know about like how everybody's doing. Like we really get involved with you. We also do a customer of the month too,
where we get to kind of.
And then we tell them a little story. Like our first customer is, in January, a friend of ours that not only is he a cancer survivor, he's autistic. He is a great artist. And we are like, everyone needs to meet our Tyler Tough is his little handle. And it is, he's just amazing. Aww. And he was so proud of himself. And anytime someone would come in, I was like, everyone, you're missing. I don't know if you know this, but the customer of the month is in the house right now. And he would be like bowing. Oh. He was like, thank you. Thank you. Like it is just it's a great moment. And it just shows brand new people that when they walk in and they see like our friend that's just like, here I am, I've arrived. It's a great feeling for
I have family. To tell you, my gym in the month of December awarded me member of the month. They did a write-up. They interviewed me. Thank you. They did a write-up. I got to pick a workout. And it was not only when I would walk into different classes I'm not normally in, they would take a moment to say the member of the month is here. And I would be like on the couch, you know, not a day I even went to the gym. And I would just be like, I'm member of the month. Or I'd be loading a kiln and I'm like, I'm member of the month. And so it's something that can be so silly or easy for us to do as owners, but the impact is so great. I mean, I signed an autograph for Elaine, my girlfriend, and said, you know, keep dreaming. One day you can be member of the month. And it's up on the refrigerator. But anyway, I think everyone should be doing that.
Weird that I do. I've done this for years just to balance the universe. Every time I get like a negative comment or something weird, I will go through my comments and pick someone who regularly comments nice things. Aww. And send them something.
I do the same.
It's so sweet.
A lady named Lisa. And I'm like, you know, it just balances too, because I'm like, to spend energy on the negative, I'm going to reward the people who show up and put that energy and power there. Amy, I love that you do that too.
Like, yeah, I just, this girl, Julianne, she shares every sale I have and I've never asked her to do it. She never really tags me in it. And this past December, I said, please send me your address. I'm going to send you something. And and that's also such a, you have that customer for life. You know what I mean? Yes. Like so, something that at the end of the day doesn't cost you that much. They're hooked. So. But yes, I do it for the karma too. I promise. Not just because I want customers.
Yeah. And it shows we're invested, how much we appreciate people. And when you're a studio owner and have customer of the month, it's showing appreciation.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them.
Yep. You're right.
Absolutely. I agree with that so much. When I train people, one thing I explain to my new employees is, first off, there are so many creative outlets in our area that they choose to spend their hard-earned money at our studio. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's not just my studio, it's our studio. So we need to show them the appreciation and the gratitude. So if you, back to the, this is how I, like, I'm eating this chocolate chip and I'm just trying to like regroup, but make sure you're also throwing in the thank you. Like that's the important part in that, is because we could we don't want them to feel like, oh, you're stressing us out, don't come in. Make sure, like Kathy said, the thank you for everyone that came in today. I appreciate you so much. Like, that's the important of. Yeah,
that's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They build us up. That's why we're here. We can pay our bills because they choose us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Kathy, we could talk to you all day. We have tried to, if I'm being honest with you. is there, I guess, last question for you. Is there something coming up you're looking forward to within the PYOP space? You know, is there something you can kind of share with us? If not, that's okay.
just reach out to me. Like, if you have some pottery pieces of mine, and share the pictures, and I will share them and the city that you're in to help get people there. If you have a question, if you need a sample, I can paint up a sample and send you a picture of it.
Oh, Kathy.
I've been painting a whole bunch of samples like this weekend. So
Kathy, a couple weeks ago, we had Brie on the podcast, and she gave her cell phone number out, and we were like, no. And now I'm scared that everyone's going to be like, Kathy, I need a sample of this. And you're like, what did I do?
That's so cute.
But yes, that,
you know, I love doing stuff like that. And I wanted to be a everybody. So, you know, we'll figure out a way to make it happen. And I am going to start doing more PYOP on my YouTube live. I'm doing like a weekly, you know, paint pottery with me and pinning. I do a lot of Pinterest. So I'm putting a board together that's all PYOP. Right now I have clay and pottery and I'm like, I need to have a PYOP one so that you can just go there and see a bunch of samples.
Amazing.
Well, and as a studio owner, you can take your story. I'm looking at your story right here, or your the reel, and you can take that, share it, and then put a graphic or something and say, we have this. So you're doing the hard work. We could use it.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. And I guarantee if you're teaching a workshop and you're using a Crafty Chica piece, share that to your stories so that Kathy can reshare it. Because I promise you, someone is following Kathy that lives near you and she will help you get them there.
Even if you have a class coming up, anything where you just get it in, I will definitely share it out.
Amazing.
I want it to be a success for everyone. Aww.
You're the best.
You're just so cool.
She is.
I'm just looking again at your Instagram. You're an artist. You're an author. I'm looking at your books on here too. So that's another great resource for summer camps and stuff. Like you're a speaker. I can tell the warmth that you have. I'm just so honored to be here virtually with you. You and Amy both have such creative juices that I just am like secondhand, like picking them up.
Thanks, Christine.
Aww, thank you.
But yeah, follow Kathy at Crafty Chica, CraftyChica. That's everywhere, right? Right, Kathy?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, and we're just
thank you so much.
So honored to have you.
Have the rest of the week.
You too. Thanks everyone for listening, and we will see you next time.
Glazed Over is brought to you by the CCSA, the Contemporary Ceramic Studios Association. Thank you to our moderators, Amy Williams and Christine Steele. Executive production by Louise Blazuki. Learn more about the CCSA at ccsaonline.com. This podcast is presented by the Contemporary Ceramic Studios Association. Own a ceramic studio and want to amplify your reach? Thinking of opening a contemporary ceramic art space but don't know where to start? The CCSA fosters community within the pottery arts space, helping you to grow your business, connect with other owners, share ideas, and learn new avenues for success. Check out all of our member benefits at ccsaonline.com.